All right, we've got to talk about what's going on with Trump and Russia. The guy who said twice on the campaign trail he's going to end the war within 24 hours is being embarrassed on a world stage by Russia. In fact, the United States right now is on its knees just being like, Russia, whatever you want, we'll give to you. The peace plan you offered, give it to us. We'll put ourselves on the letterhead and we'll give it straight to Ukraine. Okay, this is an embarrassment. Our adversaries, and excuse my language here, but it's the truth. Our adversaries have us by the balls. And it is one of the most concerning things that I think isn't talked about enough. So I want to walk through a few of these things. The fact that Melania Trump is out here sucking up to Putin, right? What is going on? Let's talk about all this. Before we do, though, my name is Chris Mallory. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you haven't seen me here before, there's a link to my YouTube channel in the description down below. It'd mean a lot if you checked it out. Maybe hit subscribe on this channel. We're trying to uplift Gen Z voices going into 2026, going into 2028, move the Democratic Party in the right direction. So if you want to help us grow and be a part of it, drum roll, please. All you have to do is hit subscribe down below. Go such a long way. Join the community. Why not? We love each and every one of you, and we appreciate all the support lately. Truly goes such a long way. Before I get into this Melania ordeal here, let's start here with Donald Trump just the other day in the Oval Office talking about Russia and Ukraine. There's so many layers here because the president is in clear cognitive decline, but again, it's so disgusting on a world stage how he props up our adversaries and spits on our allies in Europe. Take a listen.
I don't know what the Kremlin's doing. I can tell you that they had a reasonably good meeting with President Putin. We're going to find out. It's a war that should have never been started. It's a war, if I were president, we had a rigged election. If I were president, that war would have never happened. It's a terrible thing. But I thought they had a very good meeting yesterday with President Putin. We'll see what happens. It's, you know, when I was in this office and I talked about no cards, I said, you have no cards. That was the time to settle. I thought that would have been a much better time to settle. But they, in their wisdom, decided not to do that. They have a lot of things against them right now. But you have President Putin had a very good meeting yesterday with Jared Kushner and with Steve Witkoff. What comes out of that meeting, I can't tell you, because it does take two to tango. You know, Ukraine, I think we have something pretty well worked out with them. They're very satisfied, considering. But the sad part is, if I were president, no war would have ever happened. They would have had 100% of their territory. Nothing would have happened. It's a very sad situation. So think of this. Last month, 27,000 soldiers. 27. That's like, you take a stadium, a football stadium, not an arena, and you cut it in half. 27,000 people died, young, mostly young soldiers, died last month, in 1 month.
Well, that's,
and that's the only reason I'm involved. You know, we're not spending any money in the war. We're selling to NATO.
Okay, I think that's enough from Donald Trump. Not only at the end there has his position 180'd, and MAGA doesn't seem to care because, again, he's like selling weapons to NATO, and he's talking about, at points, he's talked about how Ukraine should go into Russia, and then he's basically telling Ukraine, you need to sit down and listen to what Russia, essentially, you need to sit down and listen to what we want, which is what Russia wants. You need to give up parts of your land. This guy has no idea what's going on. He looks like shit. And again, interesting that in that entire saga, he decides not to mention the fact that people are losing their lives because Russia invaded Ukraine, right? And I promise you, it has nothing to do with the fact that you weren't president, Mr. Orange Cognitively Declining Moron, who has no concept of foreign policy, right? Again, taking our allies on a world stage and just spitting on them. He's basically, you know, went on a similar tangent like he has many times on Truth Social. The war between Russia and Ukraine is a violent and terrible one with strong and proper U.S. and Ukrainian leadership. We would have never happened. It began long before I took office, blah, 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 blah. The president continues to ignore that it is Russia who invaded Ukraine and bombing cities every night. Putin ordered this invasion. Why the moral confusion? Exactly. I've heard President Zelensky thank America many times for our military aid. And again, it's just so disgraceful on a world stage. I can't say it enough. And I was actually lucky enough recently to travel outside of the United States for the first time because the European Democrats showed such kindness inviting me to speak on a panel about democracy in Bilbao, Spain. Actually, that panel is up on my YouTube channel if you want to check it out. I'll leave a link in the description to my YouTube channel down below. But again, when I go there, like I could not reiterate enough almost how sorry I was that the United States took all of these allies that we've had for so long and we spit on them and we're siding with, you know, war criminals like Vladimir Putin. Again, And he's not impressed. He's not impressed. As Donald Trump has tried to roll out the red carpet and, you know, figure this out, he's failed over and over and over again. Putin accused of wasting the world's time after rejecting Trump's peace deal. He talked a little bit about the meeting or meetings that he's had. Take a listen to this.
Right. President, sir, things have changed a little between U.S. and Russia. The fact that America is engaging you, we would have loved to be a fly on the wall when you were meeting with Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff. That was an important meeting. Were there red lines that Russia reiterated? What really happened?
It's premature to discuss that now. I doubt it would interest you to hear about it, as it lasted 5 hours. Frankly, even I grew wary of it. 5 hours is too much.
5 hours is too much. Putin annoyed, Putin bored, but also, I mean, Putin just gets to sit there and just, you know, say what he wants. Putin just gets to sit there and be like, hey, you're going to do this for me. And Steve Witkoff, you know, bends the knee, because that's what Steve Witkoff has done over and over and over again. We're going to get to that in a second. Newly released Epstein files confirm this story. Again, more people are not talking about this. I know there's a lot to talk about in regards to Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump. But Jeffrey Epstein was advising Russia on how to handle Trump, according to this email, which you may have seen before. And so a lot of question marks here about what's going on. And one of my most, again, passionate subjects being the fact that we are selling out our adversaries on a world stage. And you're about to hear from Rachel Maddow in a second. Russia so clearly has something on Donald Trump and all of these people. Take a listen to this video the other day as Trump gets embarrassed on a world stage by Vladimir Putin. Again, I can end the war within 24 hours. Right, sure. The first lady, Donald Trump's wife is seeming to really praise Vladimir Putin on a world stage. Take a listen to this.
Much has unfolded since President Putin received my letter last August. He responded in writing, signaling a willingness to engage with me directly and outlining details regarding the Ukrainian children residing in Russia. And since then, President Putin and I have had an open channel of communication regarding the welfare of these children. For the past 3 months, both sides have participated in several back-channel meetings and calls, all in good faith. We have agreed to cooperate with each other for the benefit of all people involved in this war. My representative has been working directly with President Putin's team to ensure the safe reunification of children with their families between Russia and Ukraine. In fact, 8 children have been rejoined with their families during the past 24 hours. Each child has lived in turmoil because of the war in Ukraine. 3 were separated from their parents and displaced to the Russian Federation because of frontline fighting. The other 5 were separated from family members across borders because of the conflict, including one young girl who has now been reunited from Ukraine to Russia. I have learned a lot about this matter during the past 3 months. Russia has demonstrated a willingness to disclose objective and detailed information reflective for the current situation. The Russian Federation provided biographies and photographs of each.
Look, well, I want to be clear here. Obviously, incredibly important that lives are saved, children's lives are saved. What I keep coming back to, and it's similar to when Donald Trump in the Oval Office talks about the lives that are being lost, which, again, I want to be clear, absolutely tragic. But in all of this, we continue to fail to mention the fact that the reason this is happening at all is because Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. And here's the thing. Under Joe Biden, we had a much clearer path to to this war ending and Russia not getting what they want, because we tend not to negotiate with people like this. And it was very simple. The United States will negotiate peace once Vladimir Putin stops taking cruise missiles and launching them through people's homes and lining up women and children and shooting them in the back of the head. Until that happens, we are not speaking, and there is a red line, and the entire West is united in this red line. And again, none of that would be happening. Lives wouldn't be lost in front lines if Russia never started this in the first place. Boom, that's simple. But instead, we're negotiating now with war criminals. We're talking, when we're talking about human lives being saved, when Melania Trump is up here talking about how great Putin's team is being, again, cruise missiles going through people's homes. It's like, why is this the way this is being discussed? And why are incompetent people who have no business in foreign policy, Donald Trump being one of them, but also Melania Trump, Jared Kushner, fucking Steve Witkoff, excuse my language, these people are incompetent. And this it makes me angry. It makes me angry because it's under the guise of this like morality that I think is so skewed and broken, because they don't care. They don't care about any of this. They're trying to get out of this, sucking up to Russia and making as much money as possible, right? And however Russia can help them do that, right? Because we know this administration is corrupt. Rachel Maddow took a lot of what I said and condensed it into, she said it so much better. So I love Rachel Maddow so, so, so well. And lastly, before we end off, something a little bit lighthearted here. You may have seen on Twitter that accounts, now we can see where they're based. We've seen a lot of MAGA accounts. And again, trying to be as objective as possible, we have not seen any left-leaning accounts that claim to be in the United States, happen to be in, you know, foreign countries. But we have seen so many right-wing MAGA accounts with this issue. And before they turned off this feature for government accounts, the Melania Trump official account said that it was based in the United States, but that there was potentially using a VPN. Country or region may not be accurate. One of our partners has indicated that this account may be connecting via proxy, such as a VPN. That's interesting. Melania Trump tweeting from where? Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I really, really appreciate you watching this video. Truly, it means the world. Really quickly, once again, my name is Chris Mallory, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure you like and subscribe and check out my YouTube channel in the link down below. I hope you have a great rest of your week into the weekend, and I will see you in the next video.